You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 409.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Rather kicking start was Camaro Canyon with You Got It Good from Toronto in Ontario. Imagine if Link Wray and Geezer Butler got together with Curtis Mayfield. You can find out more by checking out their Bandcamp page, which is camarocanyon.bandcamp.com.
Excellent. Very kicky start. Welcome, one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 409 from wherever and however you're listening. It's fantastic to have you with us this evening. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music, and we do have some stuff to talk about later on in the show. You're not very well, are you?
No, I've had a headache for a few days, so...
Really should get that seen too. Oh well, I'm not going to elongate this. We're going to have some more music. This is a welcome return to the show for Port of Est with a track called Transparent.
Thank you. dance in the pit of my dapper little mix. Bend in the pitch up high. Let be a lady. Light bright, no time. Fast for essence in the pit of my dapper little mix. Bend in the pitch up high. Let be a lady.
This is Speedy Di. You listen to the Buttas. Bye bye.
Well, I work in the tool and die. I'm damn good. I don't have to try. But I do, 'cause I think it's worth it. And I want this damn thing to be perfect. I want it to soar. I want it to fly. I want it to do the things we never tried. That day when we are free, we'll look to the sky for a piece of you and me. And this work keeps us apart. We bend our backs and break our hearts, but we go in the hope it's better. Maybe one day we'll be together. I want it to soar. I want it to fly. Try it. And on that day when we are free, and on that day when we are free, and on that day when we are free, look to the sky for a little piece of you. Look to the sky for a little, a piece of you and me. You know we've done it, and it was worth it. So I want this damn thing to be perfect. I want it to soar. I want it to fly. I want it to do the thing we never tried.
And that was Big Eddie and the Trailer Park Five.
Which is an awesome name.
Yeah. With Tool and Die. Again from Toronto in Ontario. Tales of past Canadian glories told by a whiskey-drinking, smooth-talking, reprobate preacher from the Church of Free Chords and the Truth.
Well done.
Find out more by checking out their Bandcamp, which is bigeddy.bandcamp.com.
Beautiful song.
Have we played them before?
I do not recall so.
Because that info sounded some familiar. Well, you do your bit and I'll have a look.
Oh, I've already started looking. And the answer is no. And before that, you heard Port of Est with Transparent. It's not the first time we've played Port of Est. We played them back on episode 405 with a track called Valentine in My Headphones. Port of Est, even, is a soundtrack and score born out of the space between the quiet subconscious and creative ambition. The experimental pop duo is ideal for channeling your next scene and a worthy accomplice as you trek through the depths of your own subconscious. Very deep indeed. They're from Portland in Maine, and you can find their official website at portofestofficial.com, and that's spelled E-S-T, in case you're wondering. Portofestofficial.com. Sorry, portofestofficial.com. I'll get there eventually. Yeah. Awesome stuff. So now is the time that we have a look into the dark, deep depths of our live chat room and see who's listening to us live over at the bugcaster.org/live.
We've got Alex UK, Bodhi, Chalcolom, Erkan Yilmaz, Gamerchick 02, Gregory West WVP, Ian 2773, K5 Tux, Laney, myself, Morph, Shy Mega, you, Feru, Vinzy V and Yannick.
Myself. So welcome, guys, and thank you very much indeed for joining us live this evening. Now, the first thing I wanted to pick up on, I was having a nosy through the BBC News website, as is my wont, is my thing, and I found an article that I found quite intriguing. Did you know that David Bowie was due to appear in season 3 of Twin Peaks?
That rings a bell, sorry.
Yeah, Harry Goaz, who played Andy, the deputy in Twin Peaks, has confirmed that David Bowie was in fact due to appear in the revival of the show next year. He did actually appear in Fire Walk With Me, which was kind of... They built it as a sequel, but it was actually more of a completion of the story, wasn't it?
It was more of like a truncated version of the story done into a film.
Yes. I think because there were a lot of issues surrounding the second season and the ownership of rights of the second season, that for those countries that weren't able to see it, which answered a lot more questions about what actually happened... they released this kind of condensed version of the entire two-season storyline into one film, but it also had a lot of other information in it that you wouldn't have picked up from the film, from the series itself. David Bowie was supposed to be in it. Obviously, now he's not going to be. But I thought that was really interesting, personally. 207 people are going to be in the cast of season 3 of Twin Peaks. 217 people.
How many of those are extras?
How many were in the original series? 20, 30, maybe? It's quite a concentrated cast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very sort of close storyline. But anyway. Right, let's crack straight on. A welcome return for Catty. This is Dig a Hole.
I've been searching for a while for a love to conquer all. I want nothing more than perfect, but all I do is fall short of the best, and now I'm left with the rest, but the rest don't seem to fit, like there's nothing in my style. My mama always said it, just wait until it's right. Don't find love tonight. Someone might as well.
This week, the contestants have been asked to prepare a feast for their fans worldwide. Dave and Caroline have prepared a fresh selection of new music, served between slices of waffle. You can find out more information about this week's ingredients and the show at thebugcast.org.
A brake man on a runaway train. Day by day, time flies down the tracks just one way. There's no turning back. You're on the ride of your life, hold on tight. Next stop every night, one way trip to the other side. Like a wanted man with no alibi, you ain't got no place to hide. Sit back, enjoy the ride. Ride of your life. Reaching from a prison cell, like a fireman at the gates of hell. On and on, time burns like a fuse. Once it's gone, the ride of your life, hold on tight. Next stop's the edge of night. One way trip to the other side. Like a wanted man with no alibi, you ain't got no place to hide. Sit back, enjoy the ride. Ride of your life. Minute by a brake man on a runaway train. Day by day, time flies down the tracks just one way. There's no turning back. You're on the ride of your life, hold on tight. Next stop's the edge of night. One way trip to the other side. Like a wanted man with no alibi, you ain't got no place to hide. Sit back, enjoy the ride. Ride of your life. Next stop's the edge of night. One way trip to the other side. Like a wanted man with no alibi, you ain't got no place to hide. Sit back, enjoy the ride. Ride of your
And that was Vulcano with Ride of Your Life from America. Thoughtful upbeat rock written and performed by Samuel Vulcano. The only way to find out more is to check out his Jamendo artist page. We played him last week with the silly track about Mr. Donald Trump and Mrs. Hillary Clinton. But I liked that. And I realised that quite a few of my tracks this week have kind of got a country feel, which... for me, it was inadvertent. It just so happened to be that way. But for somebody who does do country and does country well, you could go and check out Lainey's podcast, which is open-country.co.uk. And episode 1 was released on the 1st of May and is available to download.
Excellent. Cha-ching. And before that,
we should also point out that the Open Country is part of the Otherside.com. Podcast network.
Yes, indeed it is. Find out more about that at otherside.network. Yes. And before that, you heard Catty with her track Dig a Hole. She's from Belarus, and we have played her a couple of times before. Young and talented singer with vocals like Kelly Clarkson is what it says here. The track Rainbows, which we played on episode 387 back in December, was actually in the competition for the Belarus national selection for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Unfortunately, it didn't go through for Belarus's national choice. Lenny and Yannick also played a track by Catty called You Are Unstoppable on episode 405 and three quarters.
Ah.
Indeed.
I should clarify that Open Country is part of the Other Side podcast network, not the Open Side podcast network.
Did you say Open Side?
Well, according to Yannick, I did.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not very well, so shush.
Yeah, whatever. If you want to find out more about Catty, her Facebook page is at facebook.com/catty.official. And that is Catty spelled with two T's rather than the usual one.
That's why you're saying Catty.
As opposed to Katie.
Yes.
Good shout. Anyway, the choice of that track for this week's show, considering the fact that she is attempting to get into the Eurovision Song Contest, is because the Eurovision Song Contest is actually taking place this weekend. At the time of recording, in just under 22 hours. So on Saturday night, the 14th of May, at 8 p.m. It's 7 p.m. GMT. The Eurovision Song Contest will start. And it's basically lots of countries from around Europe, plus Australia, who will be competing in what is supposed to be a song contest, but actually is a political contest.
Because we in the UK are one of the big financiers, and we never get anywhere because we don't have enough friends.
No, and I continue saying what I say every single year, is that I believe, despite the fact that we are one of the big five and we put the majority of money into the Eurovision Song Contest, I don't think that should guarantee us entry through to the grand final. I think we should go through and be assessed through the process the same as every other country, because otherwise you're always going to have the situation where, because the UK is looked down upon in political circles for whatever reason, we get absolutely hammered on the night, made to look incredibly stupid and incredibly embarrassed, where we could actually go out fighting in one of the semi-finals.
Do you know our highest one in the last decade? Jade McEwen. She's the one that Andrew Lloyd Webber helped find and put forward, I believe. She didn't...
4 or 5 years ago?
2012, I think.
4 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. She didn't come anywhere near the top, but she came a lot higher than most of ours have done in recent years.
I struggle to remember the last time we actually ended up on the left-hand side of the board.
I think she went on the left this right. time, but that was the
possibly
last time.
Possibly at the bottom of the left.
Possibly. But I'll find out.
It's become a bit of an institution in this household specifically, where Caroline and I, and now the kids actually, start to kind of get into it. You know, we were invited to do things tomorrow evening. We've said, nope, we're not going to do it because Eurovision is on. That is actually more important. So we'll be set up with spreadsheets, and we'll review and score every single song that goes through. And then at the end of it, when they're going through the totting up stage, we'll do our own totting up and decide what our top five are individually.
And they never get very far.
Yeah, typically, with the odd exception, whatever we think is our top five usually ends up in the bottom half of the table. Because the human race is fickle, basically.
So Jade Ewan was actually the British entry for 2009
in
Moscow, Russia. She became the UK's most successful Eurovision entry since 2002 and came fifth.
2002 was Katrina and the Waves.
So she came fifth.
Wow. That's really, really good for us. Well,
she got 173 points.
Wow, that is good. Well, we'll see what happens. Have I heard the our song? I must have.
Yeah,
done.
It's two young lads that have both appeared on The Voice.
Oh,
they
yes,
they both
I
appeared
have.
On The Voice separately, but then they've been paired.
Yeah,
up
I have heard that song then. The weird thing is that our song choices for the last few years have been very different, almost.
See, I liked last year's, but nobody else did the Electro Velvet one.
No, I loved it. I loved the track.
Yeah, but in general, it wasn't very well received.
No. But again, I don't think it's the music. It's us as a country.
The only criticism I would give to Electro Velvet is it had a really good, strong music video, didn't quite translate to live performance.
No.
So they lost a bit of the pizzazz.
But there again, on a music video, you have the opportunity to be a bit more daring because you can kind of stage things. Whereas on a live stage, it's not quite as easy. Anywho, enough of the slice of waffle. Thank you very much indeed to Jonathan Ralph for that last bumper, the MasterChef spoof. He sent that through to me today, in fact. And I thought I'd try and squeeze it onto the show. But yeah, Jonathan is also a fellow podcaster with Twine Radio, which you can find over at twineradio.co.uk, which is also, incidentally, funnily enough, a member of the Other Side podcast network. I think most of the people listening in the chat room are probably members of the Other Side podcast network. Anyway, moving on. This is an amazing piece of very, very authentic sounding reggae. This is the Black Ship Company with Outside of History.
The different way to see them, anywhere to care. The different way to be, many where to keep and share. Woman, are your sister and also your mother, boy. A man could be your brother even if he's not from your father's boy. The sun, the wind and the water make part of myself, not just part of my soul. This part of my soul bring me back to rather than you, my God, now I can't even go back to the world outside of East Africa, where empire mean nothing, nothing for Santa Cruz. Everywhere is crazy, not sure that I'll be free. Let's and go back to the world, all the seven seas, where fish is in the air, jump for Santa Cruz, where fishermen in water make sure that I'll be free. Climb wise, someone crash. Some men smash when they see some men smile. And some men smile because some men cry. Men can come back in home, causing town profits higher to become Macintosh. My cross of corporation and bring gold back in home. Diamonds for wife and daughter to give for when they're gone. To their sons and the nation got to spend in lifetime to break out there to feel better. Spending lifetime to break out there to feel bigger. Okay, let's sing go back to the world outside of East Africa, where vampire mean nothing, nothing for Santa Cruz. Everywhere is crazy, that's all that I'll be free. And go back to the world, all the holy trees, where monkeys on the top play for Santa Cruz, where fruits in abundance make sure that y'all be fit.
Padamagush.
Shubenakadi.
Quispansis.
Pokemush.
Skookumachuk.
Waikagama.
Tabansitak.
Homalko.
Wasutna.
Miramichi.
Mamali and Kuala. Quiquasutunak.
And these are all clearly places that us Canadians have not stolen.
And that Carolyn likely couldn't pronounce.
And I'm Chris.
This is John.
And you're listening to the Budcast.
What you laugh and what you smile. Yeah, I've got no place I need to be. Come on, girl, let's talk a while. I touch my heaven across this bar. We'll be right back.
was H2O with Wake Up In Your Love, again from Toronto in Ontario. I didn't do that on purpose, but I noticed three of my tracks tonight were all from Toronto and Ontario.
I also didn't put the Canada bumper before that track on purpose.
Ah. And interestingly, they were all in the latest releases under Jamendo, so I wonder whether they'd all been released by the same stream, as in it could be a music promotion person or something, because it's very intriguing that...
There is a way of finding out.
So, anyway, you can find... Sorry, to tell you a bit more about them. Canadian musician and sound engineer Carl André combines his unique skills to deliver a French array of sounds to the world of ambient rock and electronic music. Compared with artists such as Boards of Canada, The Beach Boys, Pink Floyd and Skrillex, Carl André brings musicality and sonic soundscapes together in a way that is arguably uniquely his own. In 2015, Carl André independently released a 6-song EP, which had critical acclaim. Find out more by checking out his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/carl.andre.petzelt.music. Or just check the show notes if you can't remember all that.
You gave the answer away. The answer is Carl André. That track, Wake Up In Your Love, by H2O, was written by Carl André and Lisa Fina. The Big Eddie in the Trailer Park 5 Tool and Die track was written by Carl André and Trevor Hutchinson. The track, You Got It Good, by Camaro Canyon, was written by Carl André and Ricky Nicholas.
So Carl André...
Nicholas.
Carl André is a very busy man.
Yes.
And has good taste in music.
Yes, and is taking over the Jamendos.
Cool.
And before that, you heard the Black Ship Company with Outside of History. Parisian band, so they're from France, Black Ship Company is navigating through the sound of 70s reggae, meticulously exploring the grooves and succeeding in sounding just like a Jamaican band. And I think they really did sound really authentic, and that's one of the amazing reasons why I liked that track and chose it for the show. The fact that they're French, kind of, I don't know, it's a bit of a surprise. Not because they're good, but because they didn't sound French, kind of thing. You can find out more about the Black Ship Company on their Facebook page, facebook.com/theblackshipcompany. Right. Just a bit of an advance notice, really. The Podcast Awards has been in the review stage for the last couple of weeks. And I've recently discovered that the voting slate, which is basically the list of podcasts that were successfully nominated that will be going through to the voting stage, will be announced on Sunday, the 22nd of May, which is next... Yes, next Sunday at the time of recording. So we will be sending out a note on the website around about that time to let people know what they need to do next. Hoping, of course, assuming that the podcast has successfully made it into the final stages. For the last three times, I think it is, we've entered for the Podcast Awards. We have made it into the final 10. In the PodSafe Music category. So I'm hopeful that it will happen again.
But it is a different thing.
It is different. And what is probably the most significantly different thing for us is that the podcast that has won it for the last 4 or 5 years in a row is no longer eligible to do so. So we have a bit more of a chance of succeeding this year. We'll keep you posted on that. Anyway, next week, the podcast episode 410 will be broadcast live in the podcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday, the 20th of May at 9:30 p.m. UK time. I can't believe we're up to 410 already. I thought we'd only just done 400. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can do so. Our email address is feedback@thebudcast.org. And of course, you can contact us on social networking. Full details over on our website, thebudcast.org. Which means it is last track time, and I'd love to give you a huge amount of preamble about this artist, but I can't, because there is none. The only thing I can tell you is that this band is a psychedelic rock band from Ukraine. That's all I've got. I did a search on Facebook. I did a search on the web. I had a look through their Jamendo profile, and there was absolutely nothing else about them, unfortunately. The band is called Relict, and I presume that's Relict as in derelict without the D-E on the beginning. Derelict. The track is called Odin, but the wording on the website will say something in Ukrainian, but that's effectively what it means. So we shall leave you with that. The track Odin by Relict, and we shall catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Otherside Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.